This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Minimum wage, you know, right? Federally, $7.25 an hour. State by state, sometimes more. But there's also something called sub-minimum wage. It's on the books, an exception to the Fair Labor Standards Act that lets some certified employers pay some workers, specifically workers with disabilities, less than that $7.25. I mention it because this week the Department of Labor announced it's suing a Montana ranch that employs people with disabilities and paid them as little as $1.17 an hour. Subminimum wage is not without controversy, but as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, it does have its advocates, too.
In 2022, the idea of anyone in America being paid about a dollar an hour is pretty jarring, says Cyrus Huncharik with the National Disability Rights Network.
It is shocking. People sometimes can't believe that this still exists.
Lawmakers started to look at opportunities for people with disabilities to work when veterans started returning from the Civil War and then World War I. Then came the 1938 Fair Labor Standards Act, says Peter Blank, a law professor at Syracuse University.
The below minimum wage program was kind of a product of its time that was not charity, but was a sense that people with disabilities could in some ways be employed.
But in the last century, thinking and laws around disability and employment have evolved, says Julie Christensen with the Association of People Supporting Employment First.
People with disabilities are the only protected class who are exempted from the minimum wage. So it is a civil rights issue.
She says the low-paid programs hold participants back from greater independence, but the prospect of shutting them down completely has some people concerned. Nina North Murphy is a retired social worker in St. Louis whose adult son participates in a sub-minimum wage job program. She says other jobs haven't worked out.
He has extreme limited language ability, so he can't communicate a lot of times when he's in trouble or he needs help.
Without the program, she says he'd likely end up at adult daycare. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.